You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Seasonal allergies, or hay fever, is a common disorder that affects about 5 to 10% of our population. And at the most mild form, seasonal allergies can be easily controlled by just avoiding common sources of pollen. However, the moderate to severe allergies can be miserable, and they can interfere with a person's ability to enjoy the outdoors, and it can even affect your sleep, which leads to all kinds of other problems. Joining me live in studio to talk about this is Dr. Charles Webb. He is an allergist an immunologist with the Allergy Group. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So when we talk about those mild cases of it, easy to control seasonally, just take maybe like an antihistamine, something like that?
Yes, and that seems to be very effective. The thing to remember about antihistamines is they are a receptor blocker. And so if you wait till the allergy is fully developed and, fully engaged, then it's not going to work as well. So pre-treating is always important. Most of us with allergies, we don't remember to take our medicines all the time, but if we remember those key times to take an antihistamine before, it's going to be much more helpful than waiting until you're suffering.
And something here maybe too is like maybe not mow the grass, have someone else do it, because that can, if it's that mild form, that can help.
Right. But if you happen to be the person that ends up mowing the grass, then make sure you take your antihistamine before you mow the lawn.
So that's easy. But let's get into these cases of that more severe allergy. So first off, how do you know if it's moderate or mild versus really severe? Because everybody complains about it whether it's mild, moderate, or severe.
Well, it really depends on your own symptoms and how you feel. I mean, allergies, as you've said, impact people's everyday life. So I figure it's severe if you're not doing the things you love to do.
And that's how you know. Right. So from there, when we talk about that severe seasonal allergy where it interferes with your life, things like even being able to really go outside this time of year, what can they do?
So again, we use antihistamines and we use some of the same medications, but really nasal steroids have been shown to be the single most effective drug that we can use to try and treat allergies. So people really need to be willing to use those nasal steroids, even though they don't like to take them generally.
Now, how come they wouldn't like to take something like that?
For some reason, none of us really like to spray our nose with medications.
It feels weird. It's not pleasant. But there's another option. Talk to me about allergy shots for a seasonal allergy.
Exactly. So allergy shots is where we take the things that you're allergic to, like if it's grass pollen or tree pollen or whatever you might be happen to have a bad severe allergy to, and we inject you with that thing that you're allergic to. So we take those actual pollens, put them in a liquid in a concentration with no treats allergies, and we give you shots to them.
I'm speaking with Dr. Charles Webb. He's an allergist and immunologist with the Allergy Group, and they have locations throughout the Treasure Valley. So when should you think about doing this allergy shot versus maybe taking a nasal medication?
Well, I think really to understand that is to understand that allergy shots are not just a single shot. They are shots. And so they are weekly shots for about 6 months, and then monthly shots for up to 5 years. So these are lots of visits and lots of shots. So if you're at that point that you're willing to come and see us on a weekly basis, then you're ready for allergy shots.
Okay, so walk me through how the allergy shot process works, because my eyes just got really big when you said, I knew it was multiple shots, but you're talking 5 years?
Right. So initially, I can't give a full-strength shot, because if I gave you a full-strength shot right off the bat, you'd have an allergic reaction. So we have to start so diluted, it's almost like water. Mm-hmm. And then we slowly increase until we get the full strength. It takes about 6 months of weekly shots to go from water to full strength. Now, during that phase, people start getting better about halfway through that buildup phase. And then we just do monthly shots after that.
And that could be upwards of 5 years. That's not always the case.
Right. It could be about 5 years. And then the reason we push them out to 5 years is most people at the end of their allergy shots, they don't have to, they don't have their symptoms come back. So after 5 years, most people can stop shots and they don't have symptoms anymore. It's not just a treatment, it's an intervention. We're trying to remove that allergy from people.
And you can't do the shots at home, right?
No, because there's been far too many reactions, and people can have very severe reactions to their allergy shots. And so we really request that they come into our clinic, they get their shots, they wait for 30 minutes. And the reason for this is the most severe reactions occur in that first 30 minutes.
So talk to me a little bit about that, because that's a scary thought to think that, okay, I'm going in, I'm getting these allergy shots, they're supposed to make me better, but yet I might have a really severe reaction.
Right. And that is a concern. But we've been doing allergy shots for almost 100 years now. And over that time, we've really determined the best dosages, how to do it the safest that we can. But there is risk. And so that's why we do it in our clinic.
So with an allergy shot going through this process, and I should say allergy shots, as you said, who would you recommend this for? Is this for someone who is honestly just at their wit's end with having to deal with an allergy, in particular a seasonal allergy, because that it'll eventually go away once the season changes?
Right. I think that allergy shots can change the lives of people, and I've watched it over and over again. I saw it in my own life when I did the allergy shots. It changes your life that you're able to go outside, able to do things. 80% of people who put on shots get a dramatic improvement. So I don't think there's really a set definition that this is the person that should do shots. It's just when they're sick and tired of their allergies.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there an age limit? And what I ask about that is because you see children coming in as well with seasonal allergies.
Right. And before I came here, I was a pediatrician before I did my fellowship in allergies. So we love to see children. Children, the youngest we do is 5 for shots. And the reason for that is that we want them to be able to understand what we're doing to them and not just feel like it's a torture session.
Yeah.
And also have them be able to tell us when they don't feel good after the shot.
Do children react differently than adults to allergy shots?
They have a greater response in my mind.
Really? So yeah. is it a quicker response? I mean, do they get better faster?
They seem to. And then they also maintain that response for many years.
Really? So since you've been doing this for so long, especially with kiddos, once that allergy has disappeared, as you said, if you go through this whole process, is there the potential that this allergy could come back? Do you know that? Or
we have seen some people that they will get their allergies again. But my experience has been that at least 5 to 10 years after the shots, people are still symptom-free after having gone through a full course of immunotherapy. Mm. Now, that's about 80% of people. A small percentage, 20% of them, may just keep their symptoms. They have to start their shots again. But overall, most people are off shots for a very long time afterwards.
And you're using this in other areas, too, not just seasonal allergies. But you're starting to do this with, or you've been doing this, right, with like food allergies and things like that?
We don't do injections with food allergies.
Right.
Because there was just too many adverse reactions with the food allergies.
Okay.
What we are doing with foods is they're starting to do some sublingual or ingestion of the foods that people are allergic to. Mm-hmm. But that's totally different than the allergy shots.
So people need to know that there are two different things, but those options are there.
Exactly.
And for allergy shots, then, it is just those seasonal allergies or things that you have all year round when it comes to allergies?
Exactly. It's very effective for year round as well. I don't find people that get absolutely cured for like cat dander if they're allergic to it.
Okay.
But they get a dramatic improvement where they really don't have symptoms hardly.
Their eyes aren't running and all
exactly.
of that. I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this. My guest today has been Dr. Charles Webb. He's an allergist and immunologist with the Allergy Group. Thanks so much.
Thank you.